Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure as always. I'm very excited about our good buddy Sam Norwood being back on the show. Sam is a senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam has been joining me for almost 10 years to bring us the Tatum survey of business conditions. And it's an outstanding survey. It's one of the two that I report on every month. The other one being the NFIB survey. And we really enjoy having Sam on the show because he polls his partners all over the country. He's got hundreds of partners out there who are running businesses like yours and mine, and they got their feet on the ground. They got the ear to the ground, seeing, you know, with paying attention to what's going on out there in the businesses where the rubber meets the road, and he gets that information back from them and produces this survey, which we're the beneficiaries of. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be back with you, Jim, and I'm also to mention in this survey, we're going back to the same people, so we get a pretty good sense of the trend,
right.
And B, each one is talking about his or her own business where they are working and saying, well, here's where what it's like right here,
mm-hmm.
And so we, by going to many different industries in all sections of the country, we get a pretty good feel of what's going on right now, and a sense for the near-term future.
And so whenever we have good news from Sam, we feel really good about it. And we have bad news from Sam, we get a little scared. Sam was kind of a mixed bag this time, isn't it?
It's a mixed bag, because if we look back 30 days, we actually had a slight upturn. After five consecutive months of downturns and heading in the direction of recession and hovering just above what is probably a zero growth mode, we had a little upturn last month. And despite all the stuff that you've seen in the gyrations of the stock market and all the this concern about our debt limit and our budgets and all that, actually, business, looking back 30 days, was doing pretty well, okay, in what you might think is the new normal, which mm-hmm. is very low growth.
Right. And
the mixed bag part is that the future does not look as good.
Yeah, and of course, now this survey, was it finalized before or after the government passed the budget issues?
Yeah, it was right before
so there was still some uncertainty
finalization of the bill. But interestingly, everybody at that time was concerned about what's going to happen, and even after the passage of the bill, there's as much concern today as there was before.
Right, right.
So, and vice versa. So, yes, it was done right before the passage of the bill, and you see anxiety in the future outlook more than
right.
what was seen in the past.
Which tracks very closely with what the Fed reported this week, with what
yep.
other surveys are showing, with the conditions I think people are kind of seeing in the marketplace out there. I mean, we've got a tepid recovery, don't we?
Well, it's very tepid, and with something that happens with the anxiety we see now and uncertainties, what you don't do when you're very uncertain as a business person is you don't spend money, or as an individual, you don't spend money and you don't make long-term commitments. By spending money, we're talking about capital expenditures,
mm-hmm.
And commitments include hiring new people. So the outlook with all this concern is not as bright as what the past month would indicate.
Well, and you know, Sam, when you consider how long we've gone with high unemployment, with low employment, how long we've gone consider how long we've gone without adding a lot of capital expenditures, without upgrading our businesses, over time, the economy has grown somewhat. Over time, aren't we starting to get into a deferred maintenance issue here? I'm using a property analogy, but you know, apply that to all operations.
I think so, but what businesses are doing instead of spending on maintenance and new equipment and hiring people and all, they're piling up cash and reducing debt, which probably is pretty healthy under the circumstances right now also. But we're building up a pent-up demand that will be released when confidence is restored.
I can't wait for that to happen, Sam. Hold on to that thought. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with the Tatum folks, Tatum LLC, 20 Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to come back and get more into the details of Sam's report after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.